Hi, this is Celia Delaney, and I work with business owners, particularly those aspiring to be or who already have got million-pound businesses, on how to promote their business through speaking. I've just been up to London to see Anthony Robbins speaking. He is hailed as the undisputed world number one peak performance coach. If you haven't heard of him, do seek him out. He's very famous for his Unleash the Power Within courses and publications. He's a big six-footer American, big presence on stage. Very interesting hearing what he says. What my take on Anthony Robbins is that he is the master of state change. So what he teaches, a lot of what he teaches in peak performance is how to manage your own state and manipulate it so that you are operating at your best. So instead of having good days and bad days, you can choose to just have good days. You can choose to be in a good state. Now, as a speaker, that's really vital that you can get into state quickly and get yourself into the zone, as they sometimes call it. So I thought it was really interesting, one of the things that came up about how to get into that state really, really fast. So I wanted to pass that on to you today. So he was talking about you can change two things, your physiology and your psychology. Now, both of those things need to be in alignment for you to seem authentic to people when you're speaking to them, whether that's your teams or whether it's the outside world. If they clash, people will always look for the truth in your body language, in your physiology. They will look at the nonverbal signs and see how you really feel. So you do need to get those two things lined up. But the important thing is to realise that you can switch on and off these things quite quickly. Yes, psychology needs some longer work. You need to have your beliefs sorted out and you need to make sure that your blueprint of the world is a sound one, that you are generally getting confident all the time, that you've got values, you know what those values are, you've got a strong vision for your company and you know what that is. There's all that kind of longer term work. But also, there's quite a quick way to just turn on better psychology for yourself just as you're about to speak. So ask yourselves these questions a few minutes before you're about to speak. What are you most proud of about yourself and about your company at the moment? What are you grateful for? Okay, so this will start to open up your mind to be much, much more positive. Think about, what do you really love in life? This will open up your heart center, which is very important for connecting with people at an emotional level. And what gets you excited? What are you excited about at the moment? And really allow those things to flood into your body so that they in themselves then change the second part, which is your physiology. Then you can also deliberately choose to change your physiology. The way you walk and talk and breathe and animate yourself are all really vital parts of what kind of personality you put across. So something that Anthony Robbins does, I noticed when I was watching him, is that he has certain things that keep him in state. One of them is that he bangs his chest. He's a bit of a silverback gorilla. And he pushes his hand down and forward. He also leans forward. So he has these three things that keep his energy really high and keep him in peak state. So find out what your things are. And the way that you can do this is you can try this little exercise. First of all, try this out with somebody at home or in your business. Try to sell them a concept and be really depressed about it. Be really down about the concept. And then get them to tell you what you're doing with your body and voice and your eyes. Now, this isn't just a silly exercise. What this will show you is your particular DNA when you are down. Even though you're acting this, it still shows you your default animation. It won't look like somebody else's animation of depression. So you need to log those things and realise that that's what you do when you're down. And then you need to sell something to them really enthusiastically and get them to tell you exactly the micro behaviours of what you do when you're really up and you're in peak state and you're confident. Now you can take three of those gestures or sounds or volume or whatever it is, and you can apply them just as you're about to go on. So when you're speaking, come back to those anchors, use them throughout your talk, you know, a motivational talk to your team or a promotional talk outside your business. Make sure that you're coming back to those anchors, and the effect of that will be that it will keep you in peak state. So I hope that's been really useful. If you can do that preparation just before you go on, you're going to come across as a much more charismatic and impressive speaker than if you just troop on your own.